There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the design essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint. I'm Mark Elliott here with the team from Accurate Solutions Group. That is Kirk Kinodic, the founder of the company, started the company back in 1994. Ethan Lane, an associate advisor with the team as well. Ethan's been with the team over 10 years now. What Accurate Solutions Group is all about is helping you figure out really where you are on that road to retirement. Hey, can I retire? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? Will our money last? Well, how do you get to that point? It's about income. It's about investments. How much risk are you taking? Is it too much? Not enough? What's your situation? What about taxes? What about health care? What about long-term care? What about legacy and estate planning, Social Security and Medicare decisions? There's a lot going on, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group is, in a way, really is kind of like your chief financial officer, kind of here to help guide you along the way and help you make the decisions. But at the end of the day, it's your retirement. It's your hopes and dreams. It's your money. It's about you. How can they help? The team at Accurate Solutions Group is always here to help. 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. There is never a cost to chat with the team. They are just here to help you. All right, we got a lot to get to today. Might as well kick it off. And, you know, we're going to talk about the cost of retirement. And one of the things that we've always talked about, Kurt, is that we, you know, the old commercials, AIG or whoever, ooh, that's your number. Yeah, that's my number. And it was $1 million. It was $1.2 million. And that those numbers, we hear that all the time now. It used to be you need $1 million to retire. Now it's $1.2 million. Maybe it's $1.4 million. Depends on where you're at. But we get caught up in that big number. And at the end of the day, when you're putting together the retirement blueprint and talking about income, you're not talking about the big number. You're talking about the monthly number that helps us maintain our lifestyle, aren't you?
100%. And I can tell you story after story about how some clients, we've been able to help some clients retire with $300,000. Other individuals need $5 or $6 million to retire. It's what it comes down to, Mark, is that smaller number. That's the important number. And a lot of people don't realize and recognize that. But what gives you your independence in retirement can be a big bucket of money, but literally it boils down to how much income do you need every month to continue to live that lifestyle that you become accustomed to.
Yeah, so it makes sense. How much do you need month after month to maintain the lifestyle? Is it $3,000 a month? Is it $5,000 a month plus Social Security pensions? Is it $10,000 a month? What is your situation? And how do you figure that out? There's a lot of moving parts here. So, Ethan, when somebody goes into retirement, so we're talking about some of your clients at Accurate Solutions Group, and certainly you've kind of helped guide them through this, what to expect. But are people tending to spend maybe a little bit more now that they're not going to work every day? Every day is a weekend, right? They can do whatever they want to have more time. Do people tend to spend a little bit more or a little bit less right out of the gate in retirement?
Yeah, a lot of times we see it's a little bit more than what you were used to, because you're exactly right. Every day is a Saturday. You can golf any day you'd like. Well, not in Western PA, but in some place you'd golf any day you'd like. You could travel more. You can spoil your grandkids and do all those things that you normally only can do on the weekends. So people oftentimes spend more. There were studies previously that said, people at retirement spend 70 or 80% of their income. We just don't see that. You know, we want our clients to retire with the same lifestyle they've become accustomed to, and maybe in the early years of retirement, maybe a little bit more, so that they could do those things while they still have their health and they're still active.
And I'll give you a quick example. A lot of people just don't understand, Mark, how much income they're going to need in retirement. And one of the things we provide here is budget planning as part of our income planning solution. But think about it this way. So I recently met with someone in IT and technology, high wage earner, about $400,000 a year, really nice job. But when we factored in, he's maxing out his 401k, and we look at taxes and the savings, he's living on about $270,000 of net income per year. And this couple was trying to convey to us that they were going to be able to live on $5,000 a month of income, which is $60,000. So the difference between that $200,000 of net income and living on $60,000 is going to make, that's a dramatic, dramatic reduction. In reality, they have no debt. So could they live on $5,000? Absolutely, they could. Will they be able to? Will they be able to live the same lifestyle that they're used to? Absolutely not. So our job as your advisor is to help you really factor in where you at today, where you're going to be, and let's maintain that lifestyle. Let's maintain that so you can live out your purpose and your vision in retirement.
And Kurt, I know, because we talk about it all the time, that everybody's situation is unique. And we love to say, well, it depends, right? How much do you need to retire? Well, it depends. It depends on your lifestyle. But, and Ethan brought it up, that 70 to 80% of your working income is kind of the number that a lot of people have been told. Hey, if you can get to 70 to 80% of your working income in retirement, you should be good, because the theory is that that other 20 or 30% will come from Social Security, right?
Yeah, and quite honestly, Social Security is your largest fixed source of income. For the vast majority of people out there, largest fixed income source heading into retirement. So, and that brings up a great point, Mark. We have to first and foremost, let's maximize that Social Security. Let's do a maximization analysis for you. Let's figure out the best way to time and claim those benefits, whether you're single, widowed, divorced, or married. And then let's factor that in, you're right, with a draw from investments to make up that difference. And let's structure that draw from investments as tax efficiently as possible. That sort of dovetails into what we do here at Accurate Solutions Group. Our process is called Your Retirement Blueprint. And the first thing, and what we've talked about so far in this segment, is income. First thing we really do is factor out income. What's your budget? What's your income sources? How do we claim those income sources? How much do we have to draw from investments? And how do we structure that tax efficiently? Then we get into the investment allocation with the balance of the funds, make sure everything is tax efficient, make sure we're protected against long-term care, home health care, critical illness, that's your biggest risk in retirement, and then factor in legacy planning. If we are going to leave some assets, let's leave things as efficiently as possible. If you haven't undergone every one of those areas, if you'd like us to do a quick analysis for you, we can do a phone call. We can do a vision meeting here in our Butler Township office. We'll have some cookies. We'll have some coffee. We'll get to know who you are, and let's put your own retirement blueprint in place specifically for you and your family. Take that first step. Call us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Kelly. We're talking about really the cost of retirement. There's certainly a lot of factors. Ethan, when you think about, I think a lot of the unknowns, certainly one of those would be longevity. That's a huge unknown. We don't know how long we're going to be here, how long our spouse or our family. We don't know that answer. We also, the other huge unknown, I think the two biggest in my mind, longevity, don't know how long we're going to be here, and healthcare. Don't know how healthy we're going to be. If we have health issues, our cost of retirement just shot through the roof, didn't it?
Yeah, Mark, that's a great point because I think those two concerns really kind of feed into one another, right? The longer you live, the more likely you're going to be to have those major healthcare concerns, which both of those things are going to be a big cost. We're seeing inflation currently like we haven't in a while. And so the costs continue to increase. Those costs keep pushing up the cost of healthcare. So we want to make sure our clients have a plan that shows them a long life. We want to look at a couple of different scenarios with them. We want to look at a long, healthy life. You know, if you're able to travel and do the things you want to do into your 70s, maybe 80s, are you going to have money still at that point to maybe support larger healthcare costs that come towards the end of life? And then we want to show, you know, maybe an unfortunate stay in a nursing home. Do you have enough money to self-insure against something like that? Or do we need to look at tools and solutions that are going to help for the rising costs of healthcare? Either way, our retirement blueprint goes through both of those scenarios with everyone.
So, Kurt, Ethan mentioned inflation as well. Inflation, certainly for you and I, we remember the inflation and the high interest rates and all that kind of stuff back in the 70s and 80s. It was not unusual to have a 15% mortgage. I mean, that was not unusual back in that time period. And then when we hit 2022, it's like, wow, this is the highest inflation since, you know, 40 years ago, going back to the 80s. Inflation is right now, I guess, calmer. 2022, I think we had like a high of 9% inflation, which is way less than the double-digit figures back of the 70s and 80s. But that was we'd been at 0 to 1% inflation for a long time, so it was a shock to people. Where are we now in this world of inflation? And I know the whole time you've been doing this since 1994 when you started your company, even if it's 1% inflation, that affects people 5, 10, 15 years down the road, doesn't it?
It does. And I'm going to take a little bit of a controversial look at this right now because after 34 years of retiring individuals, I've never seen a client have to adjust their income on an annual basis. So normally what happens is, hey, you structure a plan and we front-end load your retirement. Those are your go-go years. So maybe the first 10, 12 years, you're going to be spending more in retirement. You have more income coming in, even with inflation factored in than what you need. But then in the middle, the slower go years and then maybe the no-go years down the road, when you get into your 80s, mid-80s, late-80s, your decreased activity will offset inflation. So inflation is real. Cost of goods and services are higher. But how we plan here at Accurate Solutions Group through our retirement blueprint, Mark, we really factor in, hey, let's front-end load your income in retirement, because that's when you can go. And we want to, you know, the bucket list, we don't want that bucket list to be there forever. We want you to start crossing things off, because down the road, we can adjust your income to offset the decreased activity, and that will ward off the inflation issue. So we sort of take a different approach here at Accurate Solutions Group.
Hey, so Kurt, why don't you start this, and Ethan, you could wrap up our segment. But I think it's really interesting because the retirement blueprint, that's what your process is called, how you help people. You can help people create that plan for their retirement, right? Kind of explain that to us maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the process is simple. I mean, we have you in and we get to know you. We get to know your purpose, your vision. We want to really understand what you're trying to accomplish, and we want to make sure you have a proper adequate monthly budget in place heading into retirement. Let's front end load those go-go years. And then we, in essence, once we figure out the income portion, we get into the investment allocation. You have to keep some money invested for long-term growth. We have to have some money carved out for income. Again, make sure the income's coming in as tax efficiently as possible. And then we get into warding off and protecting against your biggest risk in retirement, which is healthcare, and then the legacy planning.
Yeah. And when you have a plan in place that factors in these key areas like inflation, healthcare, longevity, and all the areas that we've been talking about on today's show, it can go a long way in helping you feel more in control. A written financial plan can help you feel more financially stable, can help you feel more prepared for the challenges and opportunities that may come. To those of you listening right now, and I know most of you don't have a written financial plan, but we can help. We can begin the process for helping you create an income plan, and we call that our retirement blueprint. If you're listening to us now and you don't have an income plan, and based on the statistics, you probably don't, I invite you to call us so that we can help you create a budget to figure out how much you'll need for the retirement you've been dreaming about. We'll help you uncover the main risks that are posing threat to your retirement, including inflation, stock market volatility, potential tax increases, and skyrocketing healthcare costs. We'll help you learn about options for generating income in retirement and learn about ways to keep your current standard of living in retirement, even as costs keep rising. Remember, it's complimentary. There's no cost or obligation, but you have to pick up the phone and call us at 412 412- 512-515-3355 to begin your own retirement blueprint planning process. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So we're just getting started on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Kurt, here's a quick dad joke for your grandkids. Can a frog jump higher than a house? And the answer, of course, a house can't jump.
Nice.
There you go. All right. Hey, stay with us. Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan. Back with more right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you want to find out more about Kurt and Ethan and the team, find out about events, you want to talk to them, you've got some questions, maybe you're getting close to retirement, maybe you've already retired and you've got some concerns, 412-515-3355 is the number. There is no cost for this. This is totally complimentary. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're going to talk a little legacy planning. And I think it's easy to make assumptions about what goes into a legacy plan, but Kurt and Ethan are going to make it clear for us today on what we need and what are the basics and maybe what are some of the extras we could get depending on our situation. I guess, really, Ethan, at the end of the day, what are some basic questions we need to ask ourselves on this topic?
So here are a few questions you probably should be thinking about as we get into this today. Number one, what kind of legacy do you want to leave to your loved ones? Is there a certain amount of money that you want to leave each child, or, you know, what type of legacy do you want to leave? Number two, do you have the proper documents in place so your wishes are carried out just the way you want them to be? And number three, are you working with the right professional to help you create your legacy plan? Like Mark, you mentioned, this isn't easy to do on your own. There's a lot of areas that you probably haven't thought about when it comes to leaving a legacy plan, and there are professionals out there to assist. You need to think about, are you working with the right one for that situation?
But Ethan, the nice thing is, since we talked last week, you have now got your law degree, and you now are an estate planning attorney.
Yeah, if it was that easy, I think we'd all be doing it. No. We do work with local ones that we refer our clients to. If someone needs an estate plan, we know good attorneys in the area that can help assist with those needs.
And we are in the next segment. We're going to make you stay on to find out some of those basic documents, some of the documents that you really need when you think about this. Kurt, I have a two-part question. How do you talk to your clients about legacy planning? And how do they talk to you about legacy? For some, it's probably super important to leave money behind to the kids or favorite charity or what have you. For others, maybe not so much. So how do your clients typically talk about legacy planning? Do you bring it up? Do they bring it up? Imagine it differs from client to client.
Well, if they're new to our firm, so if they have come to one of our dinner workshops or they've been referred to us by an existing client, it's one of the areas we bring up because it is part of our retirement blueprint. Remember, for income first and foremost, investment allocation, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. So occasionally someone will bring it up to us as a concern, but if they don't, we bring it up. And the majority of people, what we hear today, Mark, and this is just in general, we hear that, hey, you know what? First and foremost, I'm protecting myself and my spouse. We want to make sure we're not a burden on our family. And if there is anything left, we want to leave it as efficiently as possible as a legacy. That's the first thing we hear. But oftentimes we still hear there is an equal weight put on, hey, we want to make sure we're okay and we're comfortable in retirement, but I still want to leave a legacy to our family. So comes up in both situations that way. And you have to, like you had mentioned, you know, it's about preserving the values. You have to be prepared for the unexpected if a legacy is a concern. The unexpected is we put a plan in place, everything's doing great, but we haven't protected it. We haven't protected it from future healthcare costs or critical illness situations or just lifestyle changes coming up. We got to protect it, preserve those values if a legacy is going to be something you want to take care of. We have to create that preservation. So we have to grow the assets for you and your family during your lifetime in retirement because we're living longer. But we also have to put an emphasis on preservation as well. And having that planning, that can help you avoid those costly missteps. And one of those missteps, unfortunately, is overtaxation. So we need to be tax efficient with what we're doing as well.
If you haven't started thinking about how you're going to leave your legacy and those questions that we just asked, so what type of legacy do you plan to leave to your loved ones? Do you have the proper documents in place? We'll talk about that here in the next segment. And are you working with the right professional to help you create your legacy plan? If you have questions or concerns, or you think maybe this is an area you've even started addressing, give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'll start working on a retirement blueprint that's customized for you. We'll help address concerns, and we can refer you to the right firms, the right professionals that can help execute those documents in our area. Our number again is 412-515-3355.
Ethan, talk about the benefits of that strategic legacy plan. What do we really get out of it?
Well, there's lots of different benefits here. We can help optimize your tax liabilities. We want to look at the tax impact of your financial situation and how can we minimize that over the course of your life, not only your life, but when you're leaving a legacy to your heirs, right? Think about if you have a 401k or an IRA and that's money that's not yet been taxed. A lot of people say, well, you know what, I'll pay the taxes on it as I need to and leave whatever's left to the kids. Well, now when your kids inherit tax-deferred money like that, they're forced to pay the taxes on it over a 10-year period. And that could be, like Mark, you mentioned, they're in their 40s or 50s or 60s making the most income of their whole career. I don't think that's minimizing the tax liability on your money by putting the taxes off to your kids. So we want to help you minimize that. You can avoid family disputes and conflicts if the estate is clean and easy to interpret. They know how you want it executed. There's not going to be as many areas for conflict when you pass on. And you can preserve wealth for future generations, but you can also allow for charitable giving and philanthropy. If that's important to you, maybe you don't have kids. Maybe you want to make sure what you saved up goes to organizations that you believe in, that you partnered with while you were here. You can do that through proper estate planning.
So, Kurt, when you think about that part, that some of those things that Ethan just talked about, I think the preserving wealth for future generations has changed a little bit on how we go about doing that because of the First Secure Act that did away with the stretch IRA, where now you have a 10-year window. You leave, let's say you got three kids, you leave them $750,000, they each get $250,000 apiece. You've left them a huge tax burden if you do it in the IRA world. Some of those things are always changing, which you and Ethan, obviously, and your team at Accurate Solutions Group keep up with, but things have changed a little bit on how you go about it, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. And it can be as simple as that. So I'll just give a real general example. And this happens from time to time, but maybe a legacy is a concern. So you want to leave some money to children or to grandchildren. And let's say you have three buckets of money. You have Roth IRA money, which is tax-free money. You have a traditional IRA, which is pre-tax, meaning once you take money out, it's taxable as ordinary income. And then you have just a joint brokerage account where you have a cost basis. You put a certain amount of money in, it's grown, but you're only taxed on the growth. And all of a sudden, these individuals want to leave money to children or grandchildren, and they're leaving the wrong bucket of money. Maybe they're leaving the traditional IRA money to the children and grandchildren. And the downside to doing that is just what you had said, Mark. There's a 10-year window. They have to pull that money out, and it's all pre-tax. Instead of utilizing the Roth IRA for tax-free for the kids or grandkids, or even that brokerage account where you have a cost basis. So it can be as simple as that, and it gets much more, it gets deeper and more complex. But tax planning and planning efficiently with those assets, if legacy is a concern, is critically important. And that's what we do here at Accurate Solutions Group.
Ethan, talk a little bit about what could happen if we don't do this properly. My kind of rule of thumb theory is not, and I say this even though I've not done this and I should. I have a 23-year-old now handicapped daughter that was injured in a car wreck a senior year in high school, paralyzed from the waist down. I should do this. I haven't done this yet because I got time on my side, right? I'm 64. I need to do this at 85. That's probably not right. I need to do something now. But, you know, if we don't do this properly, because my theory kind of is if you love your family, do this. And if you hate your family, do nothing. Just leave them a total mess. That's not good either. But what happens if we don't do this the right way?
Yeah, Mark, you're absolutely right. You are likely going to leave your family with a big mess where, you know, you can go to probate and, you know, your assets may not go to exactly who you want them to or how you want them to go. And then you're leaving your family to decide. And that's never a good thing. You know, family and money typically does not mesh well. So if you have your will established, you have exactly how you want things to go, then that relieves some of the stress and the pressure on your family.
And even just, Mark, understanding the basics, like where you have financial accounts where you can name a direct beneficiary on, you want to take advantage of that because a direct beneficiary named on that doesn't mean there's no inheritance tax here in Pennsylvania, but it does mean it goes outside of the will. It goes directly to that named beneficiary. And some clients get confused. Some consumers get confused because they say, well, I have a will in place and it dictates where all my assets are going. Well, you have to recognize if you have assets that you have a direct beneficiary on, those assets don't go through the will and don't go through the probate process. They go direct. So make sure you have an understanding of what assets are going to be probated through the will and what assets are going to go direct. And, you know, those are things that if you haven't taken the time to really try and understand that, if you have a current advisor, they're not talking to you about this. If you're a do-it-yourselfer and you haven't really thought this process through, or you simply want a second opinion, that's what we do at Accurate Solutions Group. We're not attorneys. We're not CPAs, but we have a team approach. We work with individuals who we can refer you to put that true strategic legacy plan in place. 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you call us, we can go through the entire process, your retirement blueprint, looking at those five key areas, which is income, investment allocation, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Or it can be more specific. Hey, I just want to talk about this legacy plan because I have not addressed that. We can handle it either way, but you have to take that first step, and it's calling us at 412-515-3355.
And if you text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355, one of those things you can download is, are you paying too much in taxes? You can just download it. Text the word KIT, 412-515-3355. Just getting started on your retirement blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Back with more right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kirk Konodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you have questions about anything regarding your situation, do you have enough? I think I've got enough, but you don't know. Why wouldn't you talk to the team at Accurate Solutions Group? There's no cost for this. Do you think we can retire? Well, when can we retire? Is our money going to last as long as we need it to? Really, what we all want to know is if we retire, are we going to be okay? 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. You also can get the Retirement Kit. The Retirement Kit has a retirement income planning booklet. Has Will Your Money Last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. So we're talking about legacy and estate planning on the show today. There are, and we've already thrown out wills, but there's wills, there's living will. I suppose there's a difference. I don't know. Kurt's going to explain that. Trust, powers of attorney, advanced directives for healthcare. What are all these different documents? What do we basically all need? And then I imagine there's like trust. There's other people that need a trust. I don't know. Can you explain all this for us, Kurt?
I will, but I'm going to throw out my disclaimer first, just so everyone understands. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA. So when I'm talking in general terms today, just about what these documents traditionally and typically do for someone. I would encourage you if something sparks an interest or it's like, I don't have that, definitely call an attorney or call us and we can refer you to someone. But in general terms, Mark, a will, I think we all know what a will is. But basically, when we pass away, now normally between spouses, it's when the second spouse passes away, you go through what's called the probate process. And the probate process, the word probate is a Latin word that means proving of the will. So in essence, the probate process is proving the will through court. And the will basically stipulates, hey, when I do pass away, here's who I want getting my stuff, you know. I don't want to say junk, but here's who I want getting my stuff, and here's the percentage I want so-and-so getting, and here's how I want it distributed. That's a will, and everyone should have a will. I mean, in my opinion, you really need a will, because if you don't have a will, then you die what's called intestate, and whatever state you're domiciled in, they have their own rules of how your assets are going to be distributed if you pass away without a will. So everyone needs a will. Living will is basically, it's while you're alive, and it's more of a, it's almost like the advanced directive for healthcare. So, and people get confused. You have a will and a living will, but living will typically talks about while I'm alive, if I become incapacitated, here's what I want to happen when it comes to my healthcare decisions. A trust is a little bit different. So a trust, there's two main types of trusts. There's an irrevocable trust, which cannot be revoked once it's in place, and a revocable trust. And again, I don't want to get into specifics because I'm not an attorney, but they both accomplish different things. So you have a trust, you have a power of attorney. Power of attorney is important because if you have a lot of retirement dollars, which are pre-tax dollars, that's in an individual name. And if we're married, typically our spouse is beneficiary on that, but that's only at our death. If I become incapacitated and I have a lot of pre-tax dollars, like an IRA account or a 401k account, your spouse really can't access that money unless you have a power of attorney that says they can. So everyone should have a power of attorney. And again, sort of the advanced directives for healthcare basically says, if I'm incapacitated and there's no chance of me recovering, if I'm brain dead and or something like that, here's my wishes of what the treatment I want, the life preserving abilities that I want. And normally you name your spouse or obviously a close personal friend making those decisions. You've made the decisions. They're just carrying out the decisions you've made.
So, Ethan, when you think about this, and we all heard the stories, right? Somebody passed away and their beneficiary was their first spouse. Well, they're on their second or their third. That causes issues. You think about, it was the gal in Florida, I believe, and it was a huge deal that lasted for a long time where she had, I don't know, got sick, brain aneurysm, car, whatever it was, but she was not doing well. And so they put her on a ventilator and kept her alive. Husband said, she doesn't want to live like this. Parents said, oh, yes, she does. She could come out of this. And it became a huge case. Those kind of things are certainly some of the missteps we can have by not doing this. Are there, I mean, that kind of fits into the missteps, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mark, you mentioned it, and I personally saw that happen too, where someone came in and, well, at this point they were still living, but they had been divorced. And I made sure that they knew who the beneficiaries were on their accounts. And they said, wow, I had this life insurance policy we took out when we had the kids. And the primary beneficiary was the ex-spouse. So they needed to know those kinds of things. And that's probably not what their wishes would have been should they have passed. So you need to make sure that your beneficiaries are up to date, that you have a will. You need to make sure whether or not a trust is appropriate for you. For some people, it is. For some people, it isn't. There are certain assets that can go into a trust and others that cannot go into a trust. So some people have the proper assets. They have the right amount of assets worth funding a trust for their legacy. And other people don't. You need to make sure which is best for you. And we're a resource at Accurate Solutions Group. We can direct our clients where they need to go to have those conversations with professionals. If they need a will, we can send them to where they need to go to put that will in place, the proper attorneys in our area. If they need to have conversations about a trust, we can refer them to certain attorneys that can help put them in place. And if we're working together and managing investments for a client, we can work with that attorney to update beneficiaries according to the will, according to the trust. If you haven't had that conversation, give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, our number is 412-515-3355.
So, Kurt, you've been doing this for 30 years. Have you ever run across something where they were just totally messed it up or didn't have something in place?
Yes. I mean, unfortunately. So, today, well, not so much today, but in the past, normally there was one individual, the spouse, where there was a husband or the wife who worked more so than the other. Maybe the other spouse stayed home, raised the family. But a lot of the retirement monies were in that individual person's name in a 401k and an IRA. And we did have a situation where someone had had a stroke and became incapacitated and lived for many years afterwards, but could not make any decisions, couldn't write any checks, couldn't pay any bills, couldn't pay the health care costs. And that spouse did not have a power of attorney to access that IRA, that 401k. So the spouse literally had to go to court, had to get guardianship over the other spouse's assets and then had to report on an annual basis how that money was spent each and every year to the court because that power of attorney wasn't in place. And a lot of that, Mark, can be avoided. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of costs. It's a lot of headaches that can be avoided by having that proper document, that power of attorney. And you had mentioned the case in Florida. Had that individual had an advanced health care directive and had suffered that situation, and now, you know, instead of the parents and the spouse trying to figure out, hey, what's best for that individual, if the advanced health care directive was in place, they would have known what that individual's wishes were, and those would have been carried out.
Now, and certainly you're going to review this. Anytime there's a big change in your family life, you know, marriage, birth, death, divorce, you're going to change this. That's kind of your retirement blueprint is not written in stone. It's always going to adjust with you and your lifestyle. Ethan, talk about the importance of understanding the tax consequences of our financial decisions, especially when it comes to legacy and inheritance goals.
Well, whenever you save money, there's tax consequences for however you're spending those investments, whether it's coming out of an IRA or 401k. You have to realize that's taxed at ordinary income rates for you when you withdraw it. Or like we mentioned earlier, if you leave it to your kids, they're forced to spend down that money, pay the taxes on it at their income rates, which they could be in their 40s, 50s, or 60s making the highest income of their whole career in the highest tax bracket they'll ever be in. So you have to think long term about the tax implications of your money. You know, and this all wraps into the legacy planning, which goes into the retirement blueprint. And if you're listening today and you don't have a plan in place for your retirement, or you don't have a plan in place for leaving an efficient legacy, and you have questions or concerns about what we've been discussing today, please give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. We're happy to have either an initial phone call to answer questions. We can have a vision meeting in our office or via Zoom. We just want to get to know, how can we help you? How can we put a retirement blueprint in place that's customized to your situation and your goals and your concerns? But you have to take that first step, and that's calling our office at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So we're going to come back and wrap up today's show. We're going to kind of have a fun segment when we come back on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
This is Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I just wanted to make a quick mention of our annual Shred Day event coming up Saturday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to noon here at our office in Butler Township in Renfrew. And we are literally halfway between Evans City and Butler, right on Route 68. But this is open to the general public. We encourage everyone to come and bring as much stuff to shred as you possibly can.
Just in time for spring cleaning, this is a great opportunity to get rid of those shreds. Maybe you have tax documents you'd like to get rid of. We partner with Out of Sight Shredding. It benefits the Butler County Blind Association. So the more paper we can generate, the more weight we can donate, the more we will give in a matching donation. So it's a great cause. We hope to see a lot of people out at our office for our annual Shred Day event.
And it never hurts that we have some pastries provided and an Earth Day giveaway. So definitely check us out, asgretire.com. Call our office, 412-515-3355. Get some information, but we'd love to see you there.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you've been with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan, of course, from the team at Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. We're going to wrap up today's show. We certainly covered a lot of ground. Of course, if you have questions, you want to talk with Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group about any or all of it, it's 412-515-3355. No cost, no obligation, no pressure, as we've been saying. 412-515-3355 is the number. We're going to wrap up today's show with a little look back in time. See if you remember when this happened, all of you listening out there, which Kurt will, Ethan will have no clue. So here you go. Ethan, is that on your playlist?
Maybe for the dinner workshops we put on, but I certainly have heard. But
that is the number one song of the year 1975, The Captain and Tennille.
So it was kind of the- I was 9 years old at that point. I definitely remember that. I remember, wasn't there like a TV show or something?
The Captain and Tennille had a show because you had the Jackson 5 going, you had... the Carol Burnett Show and Mary Tyler Moore and all those on TV. But you actually had Sonny and Cher. I think they were the first husband and wife to do the musical comedy stuff. That's Captain and Tennille weren't this comedic as Sonny and Cher. He had the little captain's hat on, and she was a singer. And yeah, that was Captain and Tennille, number one song in 1975. Yeah, yeah. And so you're like, well, why are you playing music on this retirement talk show here? Well, it's because we're going to go back into the year 1975. So think back to, and Kurt, this is something that I know for me, 1975, I'm in high school. So I was either a sophomore or junior, depending on which how you look at it, fall or spring. So 1975, graduated in 1977. So well, I guess my first year would have been 73, 74. So 74, 75, 75, 76. Yeah. So I was a sophomore or a junior, depending on which part of the year you looked at. But you think back, I mean, I can think back to 1975 like it was not 50 years ago, I can tell you. So, and then, but your clients like probably to think back sometimes, I would think, talk about their past and their history. Yes, Kurt?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, not only what's going on culturally and in the country and worldwide, but also looking at, you know, equating that to the price of things. And that's what we sort of do here, because talking about inflation and really trying to dive back and say, well, how much were things back in that? Yeah. So it's fun to do, but it's also educational to show people that, hey, inflation is a real thing. Prices of goods and services do increase. Now, whether they actually increase or whether the value of the dollar is decreasing, that's a different story. But yeah, it's a fun exercise to go through.
And certainly Kendrick Lamar would not have been the Super Bowl halftime back in 1975 that he was this past year. So it's different. Everything changes. There's no doubt about it. The thing that doesn't change is really the cost of how things cost back in the day compared to today. Those change, right? But the songs, 1975, the number one song, Captain and Tennille, the one that I had the 8-track. Ethan, do you even know what an 8-track is?
No, I do.
So what it did, it went 8 tracks to cassettes to CDs. That's kind of how it worked. And so I had this 8-track without a doubt.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes.
That's really all we needed, because we all know that is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. So, Kurt, you were only 9, so you probably weren't into Queen at that point. This is an 8-track rocking my 68 Cougar right now.
I got into Queen in the 80s, so I was definitely into them, but at that point, it was probably more Captain and Tennille at that point versus Queen. But yeah, I still think Queen is the greatest rock band, and there's a ton of good, The Who and Zeppelin, but I still think Queen is one of the greatest rock bands of all time.
And they had some of the craziest videos you've ever seen. Bohemian Rhapsody was one of them. It was crazy. Some of the words they throw in there, like, well, nobody knows what you're talking about. And if you watch the movie of Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, the Freddie Mercury and all that, the lead singer, it was some crazy stuff. But here's one of the crazy things is 1975, Saturday Night Live debuted on NBC. VCRs were developed in Japan. Gerald Ford, the president, escaped two assassination attempts in 17 days. And the top, the top grossing movies back then, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Jack Nicholson. That was a crazy movie. And of course, this movie as well.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat, Jaws. That made everybody that was in lakes and ponds going, I can't get in the water. It doesn't matter. There's no sharks there.
And here's what we did as a family. I still remember this vividly because we actually drove from Butler down to Florida for a family vacation. And we went one night to go to the movies. And what did we see? Imagine, this is my first time at the ocean, my first time visiting. And we went and saw Jaws at 9 years old.
Ruined it.
I did not get back in the water after that.
Yeah, it did create I think some people that were very concerned about jumping into the water, and that's for sure. But it was a great movie. There's no doubt about it. So 1975, great music, some really good movies. And we're going to talk about the financial part of this because it's one of the things that Kurt, I know you've been doing this a long time. You started in the business in 1989. Ethan, you would have been what, 2015, 14, somewhere in there?
2015.
Yeah. So you think about that. Prices from 2015 to 25 are not crazy different. Mm-hmm. But you go back to even Kurt starting in 1989, you go back to 79, things were way different. I remember starting to drive at 14, and you had gas wars where the gas would get under 30 cents a gallon.
Wow.
You got 77. I think it was right around that time was Jimmy Carter and the oil and stuff and running out of gas, and you had the lines for gas stations, and it was kind of crazy. But gas was 57 cents a gallon in 1975. Postage stamps, 10 cents. What's a postage stamp now? Like 70? I don't even know.
I think they're 69.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Average cost of a home. And Ethan, you and Allie got a home now. And did it cost you more than $42,600?
Just a bit.
just a
just
bit.
A little bit more than that.
Eggs, definitely different. That was 77 cents. Gallon of milk, $1.57. So that is part of the reason, Kurt, that I would think when you're working with your clients, you're certainly adding inflation into, because if you're going to be retired for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, things will cost more as you move along that scale.
Yeah, and people, Mark, they just don't factor that in. And what we see typically is, you know, it's not every year you adjust your income and your monthly budget in retirement for inflation. But normally what happens is you help your client formulate a realistic budget, and that works for 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 years. And all of a sudden, clients are coming in for a semi-annual or an annual review, and they're basically having that conversation with Ethan and I and saying, hey, things are a little bit tight right now. Can I get that additional $400 or $500 a month of cash flow? So we absolutely build that process into your retirement blueprint, and that is customized for each individual family. Starts with a realistic budget, looking at sources of income, how much do we need to draw from investments to supplement those sources of income, and having those semi-annual and annual reviews to make sure we stay updated with their lifestyle changes. And if that's not something you're doing today with your advisor, or if you're a do-it-yourselfer getting ready to retire or recently retired and you have questions concerning that, we are more than happy to help. Just simply call us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
So you go back to 1975, inflation over 14%, and everybody freaked out in 2022 when it got to 9%. Well, in the 70s and the 80s, it was double digit. I mean, if you had a home loan at 14%, you were probably excited at that point because there were home loans at 17 and 18%. So 14% was the inflation rate in 1975. The average monthly Social Security check, and I haven't started my Social Security yet, even though I'm 65, I'll probably be starting it in the next year and year and a half. But my first check should be more than $196.42.
That really surprised. That number really, really surprises me. Well, I mean, I understand home prices and eggs and gas and all that, but looking at that first Social Security check, $200.
Wow. What is it now? Almost 1900? Is that kind
of? It's about 1900.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you think about life expectancy back then, 77 years for women, 69 for men. And now we're basically into the early 80s for men and mid 80s for women. It's not unusual. If you're a healthy 65-year-old couple, there's a great chance that one of you is going to hit the age of 90, if not 95. So longevity is a big factor in your planning process now compared to 1975, I suppose, Ethan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we expect people to live longer. That's something that we talk about at dinner workshops that we put on. We talk a lot about income planning And we bring to light the pension and have a conversation about the pension. And we always ask the crowd, why are pensions around anymore? It's because we're living longer than previous generations. They don't want to be attached to our lifespan. And so that's a risk for folks. We want to make sure people have enough money for their whole retirement, whether that's 10 years, 20, or maybe even 30 years. We have to plan for the long term.
And you think about another thing that happened in 1975 that people that are on Social Security are glad it did, probably, and that is the automatic annual cost of living adjustment, COLAs. They started in Social Security in 1975.
Well, that is a fact I did not know.
Yeah, how about that? And so this year, what is it, 2.5 or something, I think. Last year was 3.2, 2023 was 8.7, 2022 was 5.9. But if you went through the previous 12 years, I mean, there were 3 or 4 years that it was zero cost of living because the inflation rate was basically nothing. So it's all dependent upon what's going on. The crazy part of Social Security and cost of living, Kurt, to me is a 35-year-old clerical worker in an urban city like New York or Chicago. It's not the retirees' costs that they deal with. Medical and those kind of things are not factored in, are they?
No. And it is interesting because Social Security was never designed to replace all of your income in retirement. But believe it or not, it's the largest source of fixed income for the majority of people. And you're absolutely right, Mark. For some individuals, it's going to represent 30% of what they're actually making now. And for others, it might represent 80%. But what we have to understand as consumers is that first and foremost, because it is your largest source of fixed income in retirement, make sure you time it and claim it properly. If you don't know anything about that, we can do a maximization analysis for you. No cost, 412-515-3355. But recognize that it is a fixed source of income and it is important to your retirement blueprint, and you got to pay attention to it.
So, Ethan, final question of the show, let you wrap it all up. And you think back, I mean, a lot of your people you're sitting down with, they're in high school or in college in 1975. So they're the ones that are getting ready to retire or have already retired and already your clients at Accurate Solutions Group. What should they be thinking about as they're approaching the end of their careers and the start of retirement?
Yeah, they really need to think about whether or not they have a plan. You know, what's the next 10, 15, 20 years of their life going to look like? Replacing the paycheck that everyone's been so used to over the last 20, 30, 35 years of their working careers, where is that income going to come from? That's first and foremost. If you have not started a plan for income in retirement, give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'll start working on your retirement blueprint. It's customized to your situation. It's based on your unique needs. There's no cost, there's no obligation, but give us a call at 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard in the preceding program.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.